Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
If you know like I know, say. About it, ain't no need to think about it. Get that money, keep that power. No, they not the same thing. Money can't be anybody to somebody that nobody. When it come to power, super small and maintained. Money make them do it cause of what you give to it. Power make them do it cause you told them to do it. Money make you fly, power never die. Don't know why. Money can be lost, power never need an alibi. You can feel the power, even if the company was built from powder. Girls kissing on the couch, women in the shower. Surround myself with kings, you can keep the cowards. Every time I reminisce, I'm repping different bitches. Blood is thicker than water, but BS is the thickest. Look, the chain around my neck, tell my life story. Born into the money, but will die for glory. Get ready for the takeover. That facelift and that makeover. That case that I break open. That great fifth like Beethoven. If you wanna get it poppin', I can be in the team. 34 in a rocket, cause Hakeem's the dream.
Get it? They don't get it.
Ooh, we making moves. You only doing what my power lets you do. You see that money isn't there. Come to power can only be one kid.
Said if I don't know nothing, I know this paper. Bigger than the world, stepping over skyscrapers. If I don't know nothing, one thing I know. Power over money, man, and that's just like if you know like I know.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of a WFSO Aftermath. And I finally got somebody on the line with me. So, hello, my lovely wife.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
Pretty good.
So, yeah, as you can tell, Hazel is on a secret location at the moment, and I'm here.
Yes, I'm far, far away.
You call that far, far away?
Hey, you said it was a secret location.
Well, yeah, I don't want to reveal what it is, but then again, a lot of people will probably, like, throw hate letters to the location.
Probably.
So, yeah. But, anyways, let's, before we go on, how's your day?
Pretty good, but we've lost a remote, so we're trying to watch a movie and we can't right now.
Ooh, that's not good.
Nope.
And,
the button that you're supposed to... How was Monday Night Raw?
How was Monday Night Raw?
Yeah.
Well, I was back and forth with the game. I know I missed a couple of matches due to watching the game.
How did the Bucks do?
Oh, they won.
Oh, what was the score?
128-121. Giannis had his second career triple-double. Middleton
Giannis
had 30 points.
His second career triple-double. Against who?
What's that?
Against who?
Oh, Houston.
Houston. Not bad.
Yeah, it was 18 points, 17 rebounds, and 11 assists for Giannis, 30 points and 5 steals for Middleton, and 36 points for Jabari Parker.
Very nice.
Yep. And if I had to watch some Bucks game next time, there's probably going to be something new we're going to do. It's like, whenever a Bucks game come on, I'm not going to do no show, so... means we're probably going to end up having a week off. But I ain't going to do it this
year.
But probably next season. So that can help out. But as for Monday Night Raw, it did get a little interesting. I'll just talk about some of the segments that happened. AJ Styles and Chris Jericho had a tag team match against the New Day, a non-title match. They ended up winning the match, and they made a challenge to the New Day for a tag title match. So next
at
week, when they, they will have the title match.
Nice.
So that happened. The number one contenders match between Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks ended up being a draw. So that match is gonna be a rematch for the number one contenders for the Divas title match again this Thursday on SmackDown. What else? Undertaker shook the crap out of Vince McMahon.
He went after Vince McMahon and not Shane?
Well, he kind of choked him. Well, Shane wasn't there, and he told him that what you just did, you just put your blood... Wait, his son's blood in his hands, not mine. That's what Undertaker said.
Oh, wow.
Yep, then he left. But Shane will be in Chicago next week for Raw. He wasn't there this week.
I wonder if he'll be out here for SmackDown.
That's a big possibility. And
which as we have to announce that SmackDown is in Milwaukee next Tuesday.
Right. Yeah, they will be here, and hopefully we have a good sellout crowd, so I don't know how the attendance is looking at this moment, but hopefully it's close to it. What else I need to add from that? See, Lucha Dragons went against the League of Nations. Sheamus and Rusev, League of Nations won, so really not that much important. Beginning segment, Dean Ambrose challenged Triple H for his title, and he was in the main event. There was Dean Ambrose versus Alberto Del Rio, and the match ended up being with Dean Ambrose winning by no disqualification, and Triple H came down there and started beating the crap out of Dean Ambrose, and kind of gave him his match, but they didn't say when, so most likely that might happen next week as well.
Awesome.
So Dean Ambrose versus Triple H for the WWE World title. Like I said, I'm just guessing it'll be next week. And I think, it was another match. Brie Bella went against Naomi, and Naomi won. And like I said, there probably was a couple more matches I didn't catch because I was back and forth with the game. But that was it. It was a decent Raw. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't as good as last week. So I had to rate it. It probably would be like a 7 out of 10.
Oh, that's not too bad. It's a kind of average.
Right. Yeah, and, sometimes between, the day after their last pay-per-view up to the few nights before WrestleMania, sometimes it'll be pretty dead, but they made it a little bit interesting.
Well, they need to. That's the thing.
Right, exactly. Like I said, no complaints and all that stuff, so good to see. What movie y'all watching?
We are watching the one called The Walk, which is based on a true story about a man who walked a tightrope between the Twin Towers.
Yeah, it's been a lot of talk about that movie.
Yeah. It's supposed to, if you're, because of some of the how they filmed it, it's supposed to make people have that scary feeling of heights and everything. So, as you know, I have a terrible fear of heights, so it could prove interesting.
Right.
So on that note, I'm going to actually let you go and carry on, because as I say, I didn't watch any wrestling. I didn't see the Bucks game. And my movie has started.
That's fine. Well, at least try to have a good night and see you later.
See you later. Love you bunches.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye. That was my lovely wife, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, she's on a secret location. Can't reveal where, but let's get on with it. Ring of Honor had their pay-per-view this past Friday. I was going to order it and see it, but after I saw that their prices had went up on the pay-per-view, I just said, for now, no. So I just waited on the results to happen. It really was a month, like, no titles has changed hands or anything like that. So, you know, wherever the matches that happen is, like, the titles, they all retain. Every single one of them, including the ones, because they did a special with the New Japan Pro Wrestling was being on the show, too. So that didn't. So they all retain and all that good stuff. I also want to give a shout-out to T.C. Washington and Kato for that match that happened at Legacy Pro Wrestling on the east side of Milwaukee last night. That match looked like it was very, very, very personal. And since you were there, it looked good. It really did. They also had like a six-man tag with the general manager, Xavier Mustafa, being in there. And I think it's Shane Fury that was partners with him against Sean Priest, William Jacobs, and The Beast. Like I said, although the match was long, but it was pretty good for it to be a long match, and like a lot of good spots and all that stuff on there, and plus like the other matches that happened as well, pretty awesome show. And next time they're gonna be back. If you're in the Milwaukee area, just check them out at the Miramar Theater. I think it's Sunday, April 10th will be their next show. So if you get a chance, go check that out and go to Legacy Pro Wrestling Wisconsin on Facebook to get more information, or just check our website and we'll have that information up for you whenever we get it. And like I say, I know I got to update the website, so it's probably going to be within a day or two till I update the upcoming events for March, since we're not that far away from March. And as they claiming that it was going to be snow here at the moment, I see nothing. I just think these weather people, sometimes they could be acumulatively wrong. But anyways, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back.
Look, I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings. But
I'm only going to get this one chance. Something's wrong. I can feel it.
It's just a feeling I've got. Like something's about to happen. But I don't know what. If that means what I think it means, we're in trouble. Big trouble. And if he is bananas, as you say, I'm not taking any chances.
You are just what the
doc wants. I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap, box, slap, box? They said I rap like a robot, so call me Rap Box. But for me to rap like a computer must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket, my pinnacle walk when I hat cock it. Got a fat nap from that rat profit, made a living in a killing office. Everything's still Clinton was still in office, with Monica Lewinsky filling on his nutsack. I'm an MC, still as honest, but as rude and as indecent as all hell. Syllables, killaholic,
kill them all with
this flippity, gibbity, hibbity, hip-hop. You don't really want to get into a piss and match with the trappity, rap hack and the Mac and the back of the yak, backpack, rap, rap, yap, 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 kitty, gag, nap. The exact same time I attempt these lyrical acrobat stunts while I'm practicing that, I'll still be able to break a motherfucking table over the back of a couple of faggots and crack it in half. Only realized it was ironic, I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow? All I do is drop F-bombs. Feel my wrath of attack, rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pad, it's actually disastrously bad. For the whack while the massively constructing this masterpiece.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap, box, slap, box? Let me show you maintaining this shit ain't that hard, that hard.
Everybody wants a key and a secret to rap immortality like I have got.
Will there be truth for the blueprints? Simply raging youth for the exuberance. Everybody loves to root for a nuisance. Hit the earth like an asteroid, need nothing but shoot for the moon since. MCs get taken to school with this music, cause I use it as a vehicle to bust the rhyme. Y'all lead a new school full of students. Me, I'm a product of Rakim, Lakim, Shabazz, Tupacin, W-A-Q, K.Rin, Yellow Easy, thank you, they got slim. Inspired enough to intake, grow up, blow up, and be in a position to meet Run DMC and induct him into the motherfucking Rakim. Roll Hall of Fame, even though I walk in the church in person, a ball of flame. Only Hall of Fame I'll be inducted in is the Alcohol of Fame on the wall of
shame.
You fags think it's all a game, till I walk a flock of flames. Off of planking, tell me what in the fuck are you thinking?
Little gay looking boy, so gay I can barely say it with a straight face looking boy. You witnessing a massacre like you're watching a church gathering take place looking boy.
Boy, they that boy's gay, that's all they say looking boy.
You get a thumbs up pat on the back and a way to go from your label every day looking boy. Hey looking boy, what you say looking boy? I get a hell yeah from Trey looking boy. I'm a work for everything I have, never ask nobody for shit, get out my face looking boy. Basically boy, you're never gonna be capable of keeping up with the same pace looking boy.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod.
The way I'm racing around the track, call me NASCAR, NASCAR.
Dale and Hart of the trailer park for white trash god. Kneel before General Zod, this planet's Krypton.
No, Asgard, Asgard.
So you be Thor, I'll be Odin. Be Rodin, I'm omnipotent. Let off, then I'm reloading. Immediately with these bombs I'm toting. And I should not be woken. I'm the walking dead, but I'm just a talking head, a zombie floating. But I got your mom deep throating. I'm out my ramen noodle. We have nothing in common, poodle. I'm a Doberman. Pinch yourself in the arm and pay homage, pupil. It's me. My honesty's brutal, but it's honestly futile if I don't utilize what I do, though, for good at least once in a while. So I wanna make sure somewhere in the chicken scratch I scribble and doodle enough rhymes to maybe try to help get some people through tough times. But I gotta keep a few punchlines just in case, cause even you unsigned rappers are hungry looking at me like it's lunchtime. I know there was a time where once I was king of the underground, but I still rap like I'm on my Pharaoh munch grind. Do I crunch rhymes? But sometimes when you combine up here with the skin color of mine, you get too big and here it comes trying to censor you like that one line I said on a back on the Mathers LP1 when I tried to step, take 7 kids from Columbine, put them all in a line at an AK-47, a revolver and a 9.
See if I get away with it now that I ain't as big as I was, but I'm
morphing into an immortal coming through the portal. You're stuck in a time warp from 2004, though.
And I don't know what the fuck that you
rhyme for. You're pointless as Rapunzel with fucking cornrows. You write normal for being normal.
And I just brought a new ray gun from the future just to come and shoot ya. Like when Babbitt has made Ray J mad. The sad said he was like a faggot. They were just passing into a man while he played piano. Man, oh man, that was a 24/7 special on a cable channel. So Ray J went straight to the radio station the very next day. Hey, Fab, I'ma kill you. It's coming at you with supersonic speed. Summer, lama, doom, lama, you assuming I'm a human. What I gotta do to get it through to you? I'm superhuman, innovative, and I made a rubber. So that anything you say is sick of saying off of me and it'll glue to you. And devastating, more than ever demonstrating how to give a motherfucking audience a feeling like it's levitating, never fading. And I know the haters are forever waiting for the day that they can say I fell off to be celebrating. Cause I know the way to get it motivated. I make elevating music. You make elevator music. Oh, he's too mainstream. Well, that's what they do when they get jealous, they can choose it. It's not hip hop, it's pop. Cause I found a color way to fuse it with rock, shock rap, with dark. Someone lose your stuff, I make them lose it.
I don't know how to make songs like that. I don't know what words to use.
Let me know when it occurs to you while I'm ripping any one of these verses. The verses you curtains, I'm inadvertently hurting you. How many verses I gotta murder to prove that if you were half as nice as songs you could sacrifice virgins to? School flunky, pill junkie, but look at the accolades, these skills brung me.
full of myself, but still hungry. I bully myself cause I make me do what I put my mind to. When I'm a million leagues above you, ill when I speak in tongues, but it's still tongue in cheek. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Satan, take the fucking wheel. I'm asleep in the front, pumping heavy D in the voice. Still chunky but funky, but in my head there's something I can feel, tugging and struggling. Angels fight with devils, and here's what they want from me. The after me to eliminate some of the women hate, but if you take into consideration the bitter hate that I have, then you may be a little patient and more sympathetic to the situation and understand the discrimination. But fuck it, life can't and you limits, make lemonade then. But if I can't battle the women, how the fuck am I supposed to bake them a cake then? Don't mistake if it's a fatal mistake if you think I need to be overseas and take a vacation to trip abroad and make a fall on a face. And don't be a retard, be a king, think not. Why be a king when you can be a god?
Okay, here we go. David Nation from Yep, I Like Wrestling group. I want to see Finn Balor turn heel, join the Authority with Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows, forming the Baylor Club, to see them feud with a returning Seth Rollins, eventually reuniting the Shield. Future pay-per-view main event, the Shield versus Baylor Club. One, that didn't make no damn sense. And two, so you saying you want Seth Rollins with Luke Gallows? Oh, okay. It's just the way he worded it was kind of wrong. He wanted to see Finn Balor turn heel, join the Authority. Of course, with Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows forming the Baylor Club, seeing a few against. Okay. I didn't get it at first. It was just like, while I was reading it, it didn't make any sense. Or it was just me. Who knows? But it was like, they're not going to do the Baylor or Bullet Club or anything like that just like that, because that's what you want to see. It's going to take time. Even if they, it's going to be another like Bullet Club type of theme, it's going to end up most likely being maybe the Baylor Club or something like that, putting them up there, but that's just my thing. Let's see if I can. Okay, this is one of my favorite ones from last week. Like, this is on the smart list. It's not because she said anything bad. It was she said something that was actually true and very good. So, Brandy, she was on Wrestling Talk. My God, the butthurt is real in this group right now. If you're going to hate on Reigns, then just STFU and don't watch WrestleMania. Cancel your WWE Network subscription to find you a new show to bitch about. Get over it. Yep, folks, the butt hurt is real. And it's real when it, you know, when it started with John Cena, by Vince wanted to make him into what he wants because he can make more money. So, then on to the next one. Shane Caldwell from Wrestling Talk Only. So, Undertaker versus Shane is the best they can do in the Hell in a Cell. That shit is weak for a real life with what the hell are they thinking? If you stay and pay attention to the whole storyline, especially the stuff that was going on tonight, you will learn what's going on and why they decided to go this route. And plus, half of their roster is injured and they don't want to put something, they don't want to push a match, you know, put someone else to face Taker in a match that they're not well, I wouldn't say ready, but, you know, maybe the people that they got right now is not the right time for them to face Undertaker, but who knows? This could be Undertaker's last match, too. We will never know, so. But in other words, this match does make sense. Get it through your head. The match makes sense. And you will get it in the next month or so while they're building this storyline up. So, let's see. I know I'm down to like 4 minutes. I didn't think this was going to be that long of a show. I thought it was going to be a short one, but just trying to hurry this up. Come on, come on. Okay, Jermaine Van Orden from Yep, I Like Wrestling. This sucks. Shane is not a wrestler. He looks like he's retirement ready. Why waste one of the few Taker match that's left on this? They could at least have Shane pick a wrestler to represent him at Mania. If you saw his videos, Shane was well aware that he probably got to get into shape for this match. It was the videos that he posted that he is working with a trainer. I forgot who it is. I think it's somebody from the MMA he's training with, but he'll be ready. And you know what? That match could actually surprise people on what's happening, what's going on. So, oh, excuse me. Just be prepared for that match to be the shocker of them all. And I think we've got time for one more. From Victor and Sanchez Rodriguez. This was about Shane McMahon. Oh, sorry, I just got to put a smiley face. My wife Liz, smiley face. Okay, Victor Ian Sanchez Rodriguez. This is what he said about the Shane McMahon situation. He leaves the WWE because he didn't like PG era. I guess he's trying to bring back the Attitude era. For one, learn how to spell. And two, bring back the Attitude era. It's dead, gone, flat, zilch, finito. Like, if you can, they can do a TV 14 rating on the show, but they cannot bring back the Attitude Era. Oh, so dumb. Okay, before I go, and if this goes past, like, the limit, after this live feed, I'm going to post the complete show of this because I can go, like, extra 15 minutes, but I won't be live on air for y'all to hear it. So, just letting y'all know that. So, check out our website, WrestleFanSpeakOut.com. Look for us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to our YouTube videos, also look for us on MySpace. And also, yeah, like I said, if it gets over the air, and by the time this gets posted up on your walls, just look for it, because it'll be like an extra minute or two of it. But anyways, TNA did have their lockdown show this past Tuesday. they did have, Matt Hardy did retain the title. I think it was like a little bit of interference with the help by Rockstar Spud, which we didn't think he was going to betray EC3. But that made sense on why he did what he did. Let's see what else. Bear Money, I know they won their match against Eric Young and Bram. I know they're talking about Kurt Angle and Bobby Lashley. They had a little segment. Their match is going to happen tomorrow on TNA Impact. And all that good stuff that happened. So check out TNA Wrestling, well, ImpactWrestling.com for the full results of this past Tuesday. And check them out tomorrow on Pop TV. Also, don't forget about Lucha Underground. That's every Wednesday with a good match with Prince Puma. And I forgot the guy that with the black, I think it's Damien Jr. or something like that, but I could be wrong. So that was a good match they had last week. Anyways, let me get going. There's a possibility I might be on here next week. It all depends on what's going on. So just, it'll be a last minute thing if I decide to do it. So just watch out for details and all that good stuff. But until then, y'all have a good night. And hopefully you listen in next week.